The stars are so pretty at night. I'm putting up glow-in-the-dark stars in my room. It'll be like sleeping outside.
That's a great reminder of all the cool things that God has made for us. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. God has made a lot of amazing things in this world, and one of my favorites are all the stars in the sky. There's so many of them. So what's one of your favorite things that God has made? The writer of Psalm 136 really liked the lights in the sky, too. Listen to what he writes about God. He made the great lights. He made the sun to rule the day. He made the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love will last forever. Our story today is called Give Thanks for the Stars. Our room is going to look so cool, Ivy said as she set her brush down and took a seat on the floor. She and her twin sister, Eleanor, had just finished painting their room completely black. After it dried, they were going to put star-shaped glow-in-the-dark stickers all over the walls. It's going to be like sleeping outside, Eleanor said. Okay, now we need to decide how we're going to put the stickers up, said Ivy. Do we want to do some sort of pattern or just put them up randomly? Just then, Mom walked in. The walls look good, girls. She turned on the overhead light. I'm glad you're going to add the stickers, though. Otherwise, it would be pretty dark in here. Thanks, Mom, said Eleanor. That light helps. It's only 3 p.m. and it's already getting hard to see in here. Yeah, said Ivy. Can you imagine what it would be like if God had made the sky completely black without any stars or light? That would be pretty dark, replied Eleanor. Do you remember when we first moved here and we'd try to find the bathroom in the middle of the night with no lights on? I do, said Mom. You girls got so many bruises from running into things that we finally had to get a nightlight. Yes, and we were sure thankful for it. Eleanor picked up a star sticker from the floor. I'm thankful God gives us nightlights outside, too. The stars and moon are beautiful to look at. And bright, added Ivy. When the sky is clear and the moon is full, we don't even need the house light on to play basketball. Mom nodded. Sometimes we take for granted all that God has created and provided for us. It's important to remember to pause and thank Him for everything. I'm thankful that Jesus is the light of my life and that He loves me enough to die for my sins. Ivy sat up. Eleanor, that gives me an idea for how we should arrange the stickers. Let's scatter them around, but in the center of one of the walls, we form the words, Give Thanks. Let's do it, said Eleanor. That will be a good reminder to thank God for everything He's done for us. Well, how about you? Do you remember to thank God for everything He's given you? He created this beautiful world for us to enjoy and provides for our needs each day. He gave us His own Son, Jesus, who died and rose again to save us from sin so we could live with Him forever. What are some of the things you're thankful for today? Take a few moments to pray and give thanks to God for the wonderful things He's given you. Our key verse is Psalm 136, verse 1.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever.
And our key thought for today, give thanks to God.
Can animals go to heaven?
God never said specifically that animals have souls like humans do. Only humans are made in God's image, and that makes us special. But I do know there will be animals in heaven because the Bible says so. Isaiah chapter 11 and chapter 65 both say that animals will be part of eternity, but it doesn't say if they'll be our pets or not. I hope that answers your question. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.